And happy to have Jill Garvey, Huntington Bank Senior Vice President, Senior Wealth Strategist based in Grosse Pointe Farms. Jill is a CPA and certified financial planner who advises clients on all aspects of their personal and professional financial lives. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Jill Garvey.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am absolutely excellent, thank you. In spite of it being a rainy Monday, we are having a great time because we're back on the road again for the first time, and we couldn't do it without your support. We appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
You work a lot with business owners. You help them manage both their personal and professional financial lives. At this point in the pandemic, what are you hearing from them? How are they doing? What's going well? How are they struggling and surviving?
Paul, it's really fascinating because so many of our business owners are doing really, really well. We're so happy. As you know, in the Great Lakes region, we make things, and our clients have orders that are increasing. Their businesses are doing really, really well. Where they're struggling, it's hard to find employees given the stimulus checks that have been sent out. So they're finding that they may have to pay people a little bit more to come to work, but all in all, their businesses are doing fantastic. However, they have a lot of concerns about the American Families Plan, as an example, that was just put forth by the administration, and they're concerned about higher capital gains rates and how that could affect their long-term estate planning, their long-term business planning. So we're finding many more business owners are looking to see if they should sell right now. There's still a lot of cash on the sidelines for really great companies. So that's a really exciting time for us to help our business owner clients.
Interesting. The coming tax increase the administration maybe has not thought this through all the way or hasn't been completely straightforward. This tax increase is going to affect everybody, even if it's just when you go buy gas and it's going to cost you a buck or two or three more than it does now. There's a lot of unintended consequences that come along with doing the right thing, quote unquote, because it isn't the right thing, but spending $6 trillion on a tremendous amount of pork, not just for COVID, not just for the infrastructure repairs, but $6 trillion on a lot of pie-in-the-sky pork. There's going to be unintended consequences, just like the unintended consequences of paying people not to work. It doesn't work. It isn't good. It wasn't right when the car companies had the jobs bank. That wasn't a good thing for people to do, get paid for not working. And now we've gone through this again. But you did say something that grabbed my attention, Jill Garvey, and that is it may be a seller's market. Is it a seller's market for businesses?
Paul, I think it is. We have historic levels of cash on the sidelines, historically low interest rates, so it makes it very easy for acquirers to borrow and use a lot of leverage. And what we're seeing are multiples for well-run companies in many sectors and segments of the market, as high as, if not higher than, pre-pandemic levels. So again, this is a great opportunity, especially for baby boomers who are considering exiting their businesses, or perhaps they don't have family members or a great management team to step in and continue to run the business. This is a wonderful opportunity. And then just add on the potential. And we haven't really seen exactly what the capital gains rates would apply to whom would certain businesses be exempt. There's a fear there that maybe I should lock in my long-term capital gain rate now at 20% plus the Medicare surtax plus whatever state rate applies versus have a potential doubling of that potentially next year and years forward. So all of those factors combined with a little bit of that fear, it's a seller's market.
Well, this is right up your alley. Huntington Bank Senior Vice President Jill Garvey, the business succession planning, estate and wealth transfer planning, wealth and family governance, comprehensive financial planning. You work with a whole bunch of high net worth individuals who don't own businesses. What would you say to those individuals? What is your guidance to them as the pandemic begins to subside here in the U.S.?
Well, Paul, we love equities, so we think our clients should be revisiting their portfolios, look to see if they should remove some COVID winners, maybe replace them with some cyclical stocks and stocks that have room to run in a post-pandemic era. And also, with all of these changes, and we don't know all the fine details yet, but stay informed. Create a really great advisory team with a CPA, an attorney, a financial advisor, and then create a written plan so that you ensure that regardless of what's going on in the markets, you have a plan to reach your goals.
All righty. Quick economic prediction for the rest of the year, if you feel like prognosticating a little.
Well, we think inflation is largely transitory. Paul, we think this is the year of the great recovery. So, again, we really like the equity markets, and we think there are going to continue to be dividend increases and stock buybacks that will be front and center.
Excellent. Good news. We love it when you share such good news. Jill Garvey, Huntington Bank Senior Vice President, Senior Wealth Strategist based in Grosse Pointe Farms. Jill, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.